somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge. He said, Bella, do you wanna see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I wanna go.
US 1, heading down US 1.
Hi, this is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants to party?
Greg, the dive master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
Okay, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in the Florida Keys, Key Largo to be specific, at Marine Lab, which is the home of Jules Undersea Lodge slash Lab. They're changing it to a lab because we'll get into this a little bit later on with Joe, the proprietor of the property here, because they've done some restructuring here at the facility, and it's pretty cool what they're planning to do. Matter of fact, he's down there taking some people down to the lodge right now, and as we speak, while Jerry, the diver guy, does his two hose regulator experience. He's in the water right now. How refreshing is the water there, Jerry? What would you say? Water temp was 78. Water nice and refreshing?
Yeah.
Okay.
No wetsuit as always.
No wetsuit. He's free balling. God help everybody who's within viewing sight of Jerry the diver. We're going to call him Jerry Two Hose. Like Vinny Two Tanks, maybe it should be Jerry Two Hose, because he's getting an orientation on the two hose regulator right now, and he's about ready to go down in the lagoon. But I'm standing here watching over him shake. He's freezing, even though he won't admit it. But I'm standing here next to a legend, the legend himself, Mr. Neil Watson, the dive god. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing fantastic, man.
It's good to see you.
What a beautiful day. What a beautiful property.
Yeah, the weather is perfect down here today.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, for a place like this where it's protected, it's awesome. I mean, the wind is pretty stiff down here and making it difficult for some of the dive operators to get out on the ocean. But this is where they go, especially if they're doing lessons and things like this. And but, I mean, the sun is out. The you know, air temp is like, you know, 80 maybe, 70, not 8, or it's about, well, supposedly the water temp 78. It's probably 78 outside here, too. It's very comfy.
That's close to my window.
That's close to his 80.
I can do that.
I don't know if they got 80 foot of viz in there. I don't know. What do you think of the viz is down there today? It's terrible? Okay, well, they're stirring up the muck when they're cruising around a little bit. I'm looking in there right now. There's a little needle-nose fish just floating there. So it's, you know, there's viz. But it kind of makes it, you know, you get down there and swim through all the different things they have around here. The muck in the bay kind of gives it a little foreboding type of vibe when you're down there underwater. It almost feels like a night dive a little bit. But now he is running this stuff. Terrence is running the show, getting ready to take the next double hose regulator, folks. And he got out of the water just in time before Jerry got down there and started, just going in his board shorts. He's like, okay, it's time for me to take a break. Who could blame him? Right, Neil?
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. So he's going to take a break, and we'll talk to Terrence, because, like I said, that was one of the things that was kind of cool. You walked up to this. You haven't been here. Were you here last year with me? I forget.
I did the Habitat. We taped the show with the Habitat.
Right. But you weren't here for Vintage Dive.
No, I didn't make it down.
Right, that's what it was. Yeah,
I out of town or I would
yeah,
not.
Yeah. But Neil walked up to the dock here where they have all these reg setups, and he said, where did all these come from? Who's managing this stuff? I have one of those at home.
Absolutely. I got my original.
Yeah. I mean, was that the first reg you dove back in the day? Was it one of these double hose, you know,
yeah,
Mike
had,
Nelson
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
things?
No, I learned at a double hose and had a couple of them. I put one on display at a dive shop. The dive shop went out of business and disappeared and lost that hose.
Well, mate, you know what? It might be here, because I talked to him last year. I said, where did you get all these vintage reg setups? And, you know, they have to be rebuilt and managed, and you know, there's obviously some serious maintenance that they have to oversee, and he told me last year that a lot of them are donations, like people
actually
find them. And
I just talked to the gentleman that that rebuilds them. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna send mine up and have it redone and take it over to Bimini and maybe Either put it on, not put it on display, let people dive with it.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. See?
Vintage scuba program.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. So, it's all about the experience today to kind of like dive like Mike Nelson, like Sea Hunt, and kind of check that one off the list. I did this last year. Where I'm letting Jerry do it this year. And we got down, and like I said, because of the muck, it gets kind of dark down there, and as soon as you get underwater, it really feels like you're, you know, far away when you're really not. You're not even that deep, but it kind of gives that foreboding kind of vibe. And we orchestrated like an organized like an underwater knife fight, okay, like you would see on Sea Hunt back in the day, you know. And we did that. I think it was with Dennis. I cut his Achilles heel. He could only swim in circles after I won. At least that's what I say on the radio. But yeah, we did that last year. So I'm letting Jerry take. He just went down under. So it'll be interesting to see what his experience is and how it compared to mine from last year. But look at all the people here, Neil. This is kind of a neat thing, isn't it?
I'm so impressed with the turnout here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Cool. There's probably, I don't know, 100 people,
a couple hundred people. What a great opportunity to have newbie divers see what it was like when it all started. You
right.
Know?
Well, at the bare minimum, you get the the photo op of you in this classic vintage gear, and it's all because the folks at the History of Diving Museum that kind of helped facilitate this and bring the right people together, like Nowy with the gear, and she brings them out to manage that, and then they promote it and everything, and then they get the site here, the Jules Undersea Lodge thing going. And I was talking to Joe, he brought up the fact that you were here last time and we were in the habitat and we did that broadcast years ago. I don't remember how long ago that was. Figure, what, 5-6 years at least, wasn't
probably
it?
probably. All I remember is I think somebody smuggled a illicit little bottle of rum into the habitat.
Yeah, well, it was nice to hang with the owner of the place. And actually, Jan, I think, is supposed to show up for this at some point. So I don't think he knows we're here. So we're going to surprise him.
Our claims to fame, I took the Duchess of York diving, and he took Castro diving.
Okay.
So that's our claim. Some of our claims to fame.
Well, those are pretty remarkable. I got nothing. Maybe Jerry the Diver Guy, Mermaid Kristen. That's the best I got, Neil. So I think you're
taking me diving.
You've taken me. You've allowed me to dive with the Dive God. That's a treat in itself. But this vintage gear, though, I mean, does this bring back memories when you see this stuff in operation, or is like, you could care less? What do you think, Neil?
No, it's pretty exciting seeing it. I mean, I remember my first single hose. I think it was a Healthways little gym. It was like $35 and piston. And
I was surprised when I did it last year how well they actually breathe. They breathe quite well compared to the new stuff we have today. There's a couple little things you got to take into account. And I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that at some point here as we continue our broadcast from Vintage Dive Day in Key Largo at the History of Diving Museum and the Dive Guard.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.